This is WUSF 89.7. I'm Lisa Peeks. A new NPR investigation found that the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is disproportionately selling homes in areas prone to flooding. More than 500 in the past few years were sold in Florida, a quarter in the Tampa Bay region. I talk with WUSF Steve Newborn, who contributed to the investigation and visited dozens of these homes in Pinellas and Pasco counties. So, Steve, essentially, HUD is selling a defective product to people who have very limited options. And what is the problem like in our area?
The investigation determined that there are thousands of homes at HUD, the Housing and Urban Development, has sold in floodplains throughout the country. And of those, the most in the country was in Florida, 529. One out of every five homes the agency sold were in flood-prone areas in the state. Most are along low-lying areas along the Gulf Coast, particularly in Pinellas and Pasco counties. In addition to potential flooding, you're talking about potential problems with mold, with backed-up sewers or septic tanks, with water systems that are compromised. It has the potential for making these homes unlivable.
And who is buying these houses?
Well, I took a look at about 23 of them. I knocked on doors and only got a couple of responses. I tried going on a weekend when people would be home. For the most part, these homes are very working class, especially in coastal Pasco on the west side of US 19, which is a flood zone and the first to be evacuated when we have storm surge and such. These were mostly one-story concrete block homes, very basic and marketed towards lower-income people, first homes for families, that sort of thing.
You're not talking about people who are, you know, experienced in buying and selling homes. And for people like that, they're going to rely on the seller to be upfront. So what does HUD's disclosure look like?
Right. So the NPR investigation has determined that in many cases, HUD did not fully disclose the potential danger to people who are buying this. They didn't say in the advertisements trying to sell the properties, mostly foreclosures, that these are in floodplains, that you're going to be the first ones to be evacuated. And almost every one of the people that I got a chance to talk to told me that they didn't know that they were in floodplain. One gentleman I talked to in Hudson said when he moved into his house, this is a trailer up on stilts, and it's about a block from wetlands that border on the Gulf of Mexico. So it's kind of obvious you're in a floodplain. And he was telling me that he was never told when he bought it that he was in a floodplain, that he needed flood insurance. Now, in HUD's defense, they had sold this to the guy who sold it to him. But it just shows you that the potential for these problems just kind of snowballs because what the federal government is doing, selling these homes to begin with.
Right. And I understand NPR's stage right now is in the investigative phase. Is there a plan that you know of to go into, you know, advocacy and some reparation?
Well, I don't know about reparation, but the whole point of this is shining a light on a practice that many believe is unethical. The federal government should not be in the business of selling homes that are at risk. So the whole point of this is to try to get them to stop the practice. A lot of states have actually become proactive and tried to do some things on their own. For instance, Louisiana, which just went through a terrible hurricane, they have enacted a program where they're buying out homes as a solution to repeated flooding. Already hundreds of homes are being purchased through these state programs, and they're demolished to make way for floodplains. So what we have here is states like that being proactive, and the federal government is doing the exact opposite of what many believe is exacerbating the problem.
All right. Well, Steve Newborn, thank you for helping us understand this problem better.
My pleasure, Lisa.